Welcome to Hammer Down! Down!
Picks Friday.
Picks Friday. Picks Friday. Number one sports betting show coming out with Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I'm Tone Dix. I'm Tone Dix.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And baby Tone.
Oh, no.
What's happening?
He glitched out it as he was about to say, Adam Amy Tone.
Jesus Christ. Bubblegum Pino is Canadian Station Beer and Water. What?
Oh, no. We'll call you back, pal.
Call the lad back.
Oh, we'll call you back, lad.
Call the fucking lad back. Jesus.
Was he on laptop or?
He was on computer. Regular.
What?
Just dude. Regular.
Okay.
Will you please cut?
Asked if I was.
Picks Friday is ruined.
Cut to the Boston Stooge walking in.
What happened? Guppy's out.
Technical difficulties.
Is there a headset over there?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are cons.
Yeah, you're going to have to plug the cons in. They might have to.
Yeah, you got to stretch them out, though.
Oh, he's sitting down.
Let's go.
The lad is back.
Grab a seat, lad.
Well, Bruce has got to turn you on.
You got a Bruce.
There. Oh wow, there this is loud.
Crack squad.
I haven't had cans on in forever.
Feels good.
Full
right?
Bar, baby. How does feel
you like,
good.
Yeah. You tickle it like that.
Yeah, yeah. That's perfect. That's perfect. How you guys doing?
Good, you.
Good.
Are you debuting something?
I think I am debuting a nice little thing I thought of last night. So, as we know, AI is crazy.
Fix that wallpaper. You can see it in the shot. Thanks.
Lay those bricks.
Lay that brick. I'm sorry. Will you lay those bricks, please?
Great. Bricks have been laid.
AI's crazy.
AI is updated. ChatGPT can now check in with live things. Okay. You can ask it. You can activate it. You have to pay for it. You do per month. But I figure.
How much?
$20 a month. I know. Steep. Two Netflixes.
Yeah, but.
But
it's pretty crazy.
It can now connect to the World Wide Web.
So like Ultron.
I think it's one Netflix, to be honest, at this point.
One Netflix. Oh, Netflix is up. You're right. So I asked ChatGPT this morning. I asked Tony this morning, hey, I'm thinking about doing, you know, not bet with AI, you know, bet from AI.
Yeah.
So I asked ChatGPT this morning, hey, chat, what's up? How are you? Of course, it responded, great, I'm doing good.
Does it say Connor or does it
know? No, I didn't tell my name yet. I'm gonna wait and see how it goes.
Play it slow.
I'm gonna play a slow game. But I said, chat, let's say there's a basketball team who lost at home in game one.
Okay. Feels like this is a leading question. If we were in court, I'd say fucking leading question.
Objection, Your Honor.
Honor would say sustained. He let me go. Or she. And chat said, okay, if that is the case, you know, maybe there are other factors going into game two. And game two, the home team, this is what chat said, okay?
Not you.
Not me. This is per AI chat, who's smarter than you and me and everybody out there. And chat said, well, the home team might be a little more motivated. The home team might play with a little more urgency. The home team might make adjustments based on what happened when they lost to the away team in game one. And then I said, chat, okay, who are some of the stars for the home team, in this case, the Boston Celtics?
Looky and here, chat.
Bingo.
Tell me, chat.
And chat said, okay, Jason Tatum, he's a superstar. He can score all over the place, and he can score from wherever. If you watched Pat's show yesterday, Pac-Man Joe said he didn't have a jump shot. That's not true.
It's not true.
Okay, ChatGPT, an AI, an artificial intelligence model, just said can score from anywhere. Jaylen Brown, elusive scorer, is what Chat said. He's got the moves. He's got the slickness. He's got the skill. And then they threw out this one guy who is going to be the X factor tonight. And that was Marcus Smart.
Okay.
Marcus Smart is going to be the number one performer tonight.
I don't know about performer on the offensive end because we have elusive scorers and the guy who can score from anywhere.
Any points, assists, rebounds?
I, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking points, assists, rebounds. I'm thinking three steals. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the odds
You're
on three.
You're thinking chat.
I'm thinking. This is now Connor. This is not AI. This is Connor. Nice.
You need
AI inspired.
Yes. I
be careful here.
Chat said they have this guy, Marcus Smart, defensive superstar, can do it all. He plays point guard. I say Marcus Smart, 3 steals. Points, rebounds, assists, I love. He had 10 assists in the first half in game one. Let's keep in mind his odds to have 10 assists were plus 1,200.
I feel like I was sold a false bill of goods.
From chat? Oh,
that sounded pretty good.
From chat?
I thought you were just going to ask chat every day, hey, give me a gambling pick today.
Yeah, yes. But it doesn't.
Certainly what I thought was coming.
Yes, I wish that. That's not what happened. That's not what can happen. You have to ask chat specific questions. Bruce, I believe you're about to say something.
Yeah. You got to lead it. You can't just say, hey, so who's going to win tonight? It was. You have to provide it.
So you couldn't ask him who's going to win between the Celtics and the Heat?
No, I couldn't. I had to lay out the specific situation.
Gotcha.
Between the Celtics and the Heat that are going on right now.
I thought AI was smart.
AI is incredibly smart, but AI, they haven't built the gambling AI yet. And if they have,
someone is.
Yeah, if they have, that person lives in Vegas and his name is James Budenhoser, whatever the guy, Jeopardy James.
Budenhoser. Respect. James Holzhauer.
Holzhauer.
I thought we were talking about Billy Walters.
Billy Walters also, he could be the guy. But either way, from chat, what chat said to me specifically about
tonight, Marcus Smart.
Tonight, yes, Marcus Smart. 3 steals. And I'm going to say Celtics, you can do the margin of victory. I hate the -9.
Okay.
I'm going to say Celtics win by 11 plus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not 1 to 10, 11 plus. This is what happens with the Celtics. They need a wake up call. This happened last year.
Does this happen, though? Why do we always have to do this?
I don't know. I forget who was on the call in game one. I think it was Reggie Miller. I forget. I thought it was TNT. It was Reg, because last night was Mike Breen and the boys. Reggie Miller said they just don't have a closer, and it's true. They kind of melt in the second half, and it sucks to root for a team who needs like a kick in the dick to wake up and play.
Fine, dude.
But yeah,
series it has to happen like twice.
Every single series. It sucks. And like the Hawks series doesn't even count. The first round, if you're the 2 seed in basketball, should be a sweep. But it happened with Philly. James Harden scored 40. We didn't really have that type. I guess, Jimmy Butler had 35 and did everything. But I feel good about the Celtics 11 plus.
Okay.
And Marcus Smart 3 steals.
Okay.
So that is.
This was chat's pick?
This is chat. Like Celtics money line, but I'm not going to come on here and throw out -500.
Okay, picks. I just wanted to make sure.
But just to clarify, chat led me to the Celtics 11.5 and Marcus Smart 3 steals.
I just want to live in a world where one day we'll be able to have a chat versus coin face off.
Oh boy, I don't know if we want that.
Well, that is a different matter altogether. That is taking in the probabilities of the world of luck versus the probabilities of the world of simulated arithmetic, mathematics, analytics.
That's right.
And it's a pickle we don't really want to put ourselves in the middle of.
Exactly. We might explode the world.
I understand that you're trying to undermine the coin at every single turn.
That's not what was happening.
All right. A little bit.
Oh, no.
A little bit.
Some would say the coin's an AI.
Could be.
In a sense, yeah.
Could be.
Kind of. It is. So. It is an app.
It's an app.
I don't control it. I don't have any influence over it.
That's true. Lady Luck.
I still don't think this was 100% an AI pick.
It wasn't. This is going to be, instead of, bet from AI, we'll do, bet from Connor and AI.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Will you ask it about the hockey game?
I will. I'll do that right now.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what it says.
I don't know are you getting set up for the casting couch behind Bruce right now or?
Oh, what's Bruce doing back there?
Please cut to a different camera.
Cut to this camera.
There it is.
Oh, I am. Wait till that's over. Good call. Good call, or I would have done it. Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Thank you to Connor and AI.
Shout out AI. Love you, AI.
Love you, AI. Miss you, AI. Respect you, AI. That wasn't an AI pick.
By the way, we did lose, pal.
Again?
I don't know what's going on with his internet.
Connor sold me a false bill of goods. That was not an AI pick. Joining me on the show today, Otter.
Tony!
Bruce Brown.
What's going on?
What is going on, dude? Talk to me. What's going on?
Fucking, we got the lad back on.
Okay.
This fucking place, man. Jesus Christ.
Power went out again?
Choppy as fuck.
Fuck! Power went out again or what?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Tell you who's not choppy right now. Fucking Scottie Scheffler.
Ice, baby.
And Ice.
Yeah, I thought you were doing it.
Scotty is leading. We'll get to that. But we are. Let's go to the ice after a four overtime game.
Long, long game.
Four overtimes. That was.
It was. It was probably, long.
Did you even stay up for it, lad?
I'm pretty sure Powell was up till the end.
Can't hear you.
He can't hear me?
There's no way.
What the fuck, man?
We can hear you. We got you.
Well, it's not good if we can hear him and he can't hear us because he might say something.
That would be helpful to have his input.
Call him back.
Yeah, hang that up.
Call him back. Maybe try his phone. I don't know.
I don't like this on Picks Fridays.
I do not like this on Picks Friday. You know who definitely doesn't like it on Picks Friday?
Yeah.
Four overtimes last night, though. Fucking check. Ended it. Great fucking hockey game.
He did. And I'll be honest, I thought it should have been over way earlier than that in the first overtime. Lundberg put one in.
Yeah, that was not interference.
So this is pretty much how the NHL works. Wait, when it comes
Lundberg
to
Lundberg Proctor?
Yeah. Bill Lundberg. Frank Lundberg. Should have ended it. So basically, it doesn't even matter what's written in the NHL rulebook. And I've been trying to stress this for a while, but people don't seem to understand this.
Okay.
If you're in the crease and there's any contact at all, they're going to side with the goaltender, pretty much. Like, it has to be absolutely black and white. That one seemed pretty soft, seemed pretty weak. But he was in the crease, and he did bump the goaltender. So they waved it off.
Do we have the lot?
We do.
Hey, fucking put a smile on that face, okay?
I can't fucking hear, dude.
What
about
us?
What about your phone?
This is my phone. I just sent you my... I don't think it's my phone, dude. It might be that computer. I'm fucking 500 down, 50 up here.
Get it out. Get it out.
You can't hear us?
He would have responded to that one.
What the hell did we do?
Well, not we didn't do anything. Because he heard us at the beginning of the show.
Dude.
Can you hear us? Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's carry on. Let's fight through. Let's
it's
fight through.
Up this shit. Let's just keep. Just keep. Oh, I can't. Yeah. Oh, it just oh, keeps. Oh, I'm dead
oh,
again.
Oh, oh. All right. Are we calling his phone right now or his computer right now?
We've only called his phone.
Call his computer.
Vlad, can we call your computer?
It's the same. It'll be this, like, I don't know. It says I'm 500 down, 50 up. I don't think it's, I might not be me here.
All right. Well, let's talk about your Dallas Stars tonight.
Go on.
What say you about your Dallas Stars tonight?
What say you?
Coming off of game 7, it does feel like it could be Vegas, but I mean, you got to ride Texas hockey. That'd be the only reason I'd give Vegas the advantage.
What say you?
Fresher.
More fresh. They did look quite relaxed yesterday in practice when we had Stoner on the program. The boys were snapping that puck around, working on the power play. Looked like a good power play, too. So this is a tough one. This is a banger of a series. This is the one kind of looking ahead from the first round even that we were like, oh, boy, I hope – Edmonton makes it, I hope Dallas makes it, or I hope Vegas makes it. So we got two of the three. As far as viewership is concerned, this is going to be an entertaining series. This is one you're going to want to watch if you're not already glued to the NHL playoffs. I personally, in this one, in game one, I will go with the Knights. Go Knights. Okay. Go Knights, go. More specifically, I'd like Stoner to score tonight.
Yes!
Plus 220 right now.
For a the fuck goal. Are you yesing about, Mitt?
It's a good question, Mitt. What are you yesing about?
Everyone in there is Vegas fans now? Is that what we're doing?
I'm on Texas hockey.
You know, I'm a Texas hockey guy.
Just for tonight, I still think Texas hockey will win the series, but I like Vegas to come out early, get a jump on them in game one, and then maybe Texas hockey can battle back.
Tonight, to be honest.
What'd you say?
Might be an Otter masterclass tonight.
I got to be honest, Guns. I thought Otter was going to be the backbone of the squad, and he's had some pretty good games, but he has not performed at his usual level for the overall past two series, and it worries me a little bit. It does.
That's fair. I mean, he is super young too, right?
Yeah.
Like, to be honest. But don't let Robo, if you're Vegas, don't let Robo get one. Because if Robo gets one, he's going to go. It'll be like Pavelski last series.
We do
be like eight, dude.
We do it over on Marsh to show.
Feels like it. What's he at tonight? Have they figured that one out yet?
What are you looking for? Shots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For four plus shots, it's 102 right now, minus 102.
So they have adjusted.
Yeah. For him, for three plus shots, it's minus 250.
Yeah.
But he's been banging. Like
Robo's still plus 195 to score.
Who, fucking Rupe?
Yeah, Rupe's the favorite for Stars. Eichel's the favorite for Vegas.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on
fire. I don't hate Max Domi to get one for the Stars tonight at plus 500. He's been playing really well.
Do we know who sounded the siren last night?
Jonathan Stewart.
LaHoy and Holly Saunders.
Oh, you mean who's doing it tonight? Tonight?
Yeah.
He says that every time, though. I don't know if he can trust it.
I mean, I think they have actually sounded every game, maybe, because they're on a roll.
I'm just looking now. Another one that's kind of tasty is Robo, Jason Robertson, and Stoner, both over. Basically, to both have an assist is plus 320.
Oh, I like it.
Let's go.
So that's rather tasty. But yeah, I'm on the Knights for game one. I'm on Stoner to score. Those are my two.
How long of a break has it been for both?
What Stars play Sunday? Monday.
Sunday.
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 Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday.
Sunday. I'm with you, lad. Give me the fucking Stars.
Let's go. Texas hockey. Texas hockey. Texas hockey tonight. Texas hockey to
get
win the Stanley Cup.
Good luck,
wow.
Boys.
Wow. You're a traitor.
Good luck. That was a heartbreaker last night. Canes were coming on strong at the end of regular.
Yeah,
I can't believe they didn't win that fucking game.
I did the old add more after my baseball bets won. I added more to the Hurricanes too, so that really stung this morning.
You still have to watch
that. That worries me going forward. The way that game went.
Dude. Yeah, it's the Cats. So it was always
the Panthers are just like the Panthers literally just hit their peak. Like they just put it all together at the perfect time.
The Cats are in the cradle.
With the cell of a phone.
Meow.
I don't know much about silver spoons, but keep those fucking scissors away from me. I'm looking at them now. There's scissors spread all across this room, and I don't like it. Three pairs of scissors on the ground right now.
How unsettling is that when he just went like this and just leaned up on the desk with them?
There's quite a few scissors later.
It's disturbing. I'm getting out of here.
It is fucked up.
thank you, Nicky Skates.
Thank you, Nicky Skates.
Hi, baby, Nick.
Last night, NBA, I mean, the line's been spot on for that series so far. Five and a half, basically. 5 and 6 have been the totals. That's not me. You know that. LeBron hasn't hit a three in 19 straight attempts.
0 for 6 last night.
What say you, Bit?
Guy can't shoot. I mean, he can't make layups either.
No, yeah, last night, honestly, the fourth quarter was one of the most embarrassing fucking LeBron moments I've ever really seen. Just that whole fourth quarter in general, and then just not closing out the game. I mean, Austin Reeves hit fucking 5 threes, dude. Like, what else can you have the guy do?
I've said it before. Nuggets, we've talked about it. Nuggets are, they only have 7 losses all year at home. So let's see how it goes after 2 games in the crib. We could be looking 2-2. We could be coming back 2-2. It was the same with the Suns. The Nuggets are really good.
But the Lakers are better at home in general, kind of. Not really.
Austin Reeves, threes, always.
So now it's 2.5.
Yeah, see, then we lost our bet, too. Like,
nah, I mean, he's been
making. Lakers covered like every game at home except one in the playoffs. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been cover machines, especially since the trade deadline. Like, that's. They've been covering. I mean, they covered the last 2 games, but it's still like.
I will keep betting Lakers and Nuggets. I'm not touching the fucking Heat and Celtics series. You guys go fuck yourself.
That number's a fuck off number.
Where are you going? You taking the Heat then?
No, not a chance.
I liked Connor's angle of minus, well, yeah, I guess minus 11, but I was going to take the 8.5, 9.5 because I mean, if Boston can't do it tonight, when are they going to turn it on? I think they're going to boat race in one game. They're just so fucking talented.
I'm on the Heat and will be on the Heat as long as it's above 7.5. You know, it's just like turned into a life rule for me at this point. Prop-wise, I am with the AI in Boston Kana on Marcus Smart having a big night. The market that I prefer is points plus rebounds over 16.5.
He had a bunch of assists the last game, too.
Yeah, the assists is 19.5 points plus assists, so just feels a little too rich. I'll go rebounds plus points. And then I'm playing Max Strus over again. Yeah, it's 12.5 tonight. I'm going to play it to 13.
Okay. Okay.
But Austin Reeves, I'm out until I see you. I'm going to shop around, and I'll let you know if the Hard Rock ends up.
What's going on at the Hard Rock?
What's going on at the
Hard Rock? We'll head over to the Hard Rock, and we'll see if they're giving out Reeves 1.5.
PGA Championship, Scotty is your current favorite. He's at 5 under with co-leader Corey Connors.
Hell yeah. Canadian lad.
Which we did get a nice tip from the tour junkies on Corey Connors.
I'm Svensson's having
up there too, isn't he?
Huh?
Svensson's up there too, isn't he?
Svensson was up there earlier. The other one, the top Dane, not looking great right now.
No, he's gonna miss the cut. My bankroll is on fire at the PGA Championship.
Golf can turn on you fast.
The only bet I'm gonna win is Scottie Scheffler top 10.
Scottie top 10. I need Justin Rose when he was like 3-4. That was nice, but he's come back a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
It's playing hard, man. No one's having hard.
I mean, it's not even moving day yet, though.
It's not even moving day.
They're not even close to being done with round two.
Hey, Cantley's only one over. He could slow things down.
Good.
Speed things up, slow things down.
Bryson's one over for the day. We'll see what he does for the rest of the round.
Yeah, it's tough to imagine.
So what did he say what he was allergic to, or he just said he was allergic to something?
You mean how he lost weight? Or
yeah.
Steroids. Kidding, allegedly. Sorry.
No, he just realized that drinking 15 muscle milks a day wasn't the best for him.
I mean, that, dude, your guts had to be in fucking shambles.
Yeah, so many. Yeah, seriously. Three poops around.
Dude, what the fuck?
You want to do a little baseball for tonight?
Yeah, it's a pretty big slate, huh?
Yeah, pretty big slate. There was a lot of games though where I was like toss up, so I didn't take them. But I think I got like 5 or 6. Let me pull them up. Baseball's been pretty even, Steven, for me as of late.
Yeah, kind I haven't really had too many heater days.
It's been good for Bruce.
Yeah, I haven't lost in a bit.
Fucking 3 days?
Yeah, four days, something like that.
Let me pull mine up. I got to scroll through the fucking, all the golf bets that, you're right, bankroll.
Yeah, just bankroll burning down.
Okay, let's do it. Arizona is in Pittsburgh. Zach Gallen goes against Johan Oviedo. I was looking to take the D-backs because they have been the better hitting team here, and they have Gallen, who's been unbelievable. But, you know, Gallen's been a little iffy on the road, so I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, I'm not in the business of laying a half with the D-backs.
Okay.
Nor am I.
Okay. Adrian Hauser goes against McClanahan. That's a nice, big 250 line, so I'm going to stay away there.
I'll go full game Rays, -1.5.
Okay.
Too rich.
Okay. Yankees at Reds. Clarkie Schmidt's on the mound versus Ben Lively. Who's Ben Lively? I don't know, but he's been good enough that I will take the Reds first 5+0.5 against old Clarkie Schmidt.
Oh, wow.
Cheeky. It's moved a bit. I got -164. I'm on the Yankees full game money line. Blake Lively hasn't seen a lineup.
Not quite Blake Lively, dude.
It's her brother.
It's Ben.
Okay. He hasn't seen a lineup quite like this one yet. I think he gets dinged up tonight at Great American Ballpark.
Yeah, I do worry about that.
We might have boots on the ground.
Ben's gone 3 innings and given up none, and then 2 1/3 and given up one.
Jake the Snake Herbstreit. Yeah.
What?
Jake is going to be boots on the ground, I think.
Can I? Well,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He wore his Joey Votto jersey to work today.
Herbo's back in the office, so yeah.
Swear to God.
+0.5 for the Reds on me on that one. Stroman goes against Ranger Suarez. Suarez has been back for one start. It wasn't good. I told you that I'm off the Cubs for a little bit, so I am off the game.
I'll take the Cubs first 5.5. I love Stroman.
That is the side.
Yeah.
I just can't do it right now.
If I were to play it, I would bet on Suarez to find his form, honestly, but I'm staying away there.
Two of my favorite teams to bet on, the Tigers and Nats, are going head to head. Matthew Boyd and Jake Irvin. I couldn't find a side on that one.
Give me the Nats first 5 money line.
Whoa.
Boyd's been bad, dude. Boyd's got like a 6.
You're a big Matt Boyd guy though. So
I did. I used to love Matt Boyd. Feels like he's just lost it.
Yeah. That's the coin of the night for me.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of even ERA games tonight. This is one of them. Gibson goes against Kikuchi.
Kikuchi.
I bet you guys are on the Orioles, right?
Give me the Jays first.
Whoa!
Give me the Orioles. Full game plus 1.5.
Cal Quantrill goes against Carlos Carrasco. I believe it's his first start this year up top. I do not have anything on this one.
Give me Quantrill and the Guardians first 5.5. Carrasco, yeah. You think he's got an 80 already?
Yeah. Wasn't not great.
Yeah.
Battle of the Bryces. Bryce Miller goes against Bryce Elder. Seattle and Atlanta, they've both been good. Both been real good. I thought about taking the Mariners, but I cannot do that.
I'm going to go Braves, just better team, first 5 money line.
Yeah. I thought about taking under here. It was almost a thought, but
Kid's been good for Seattle, but it feels like maybe like a welcome to the big leagues moment.
Yeah,
Braves line.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm on the same page there, Gumpy. I'm on the Braves as a little POD, a little play of
Feels like a welcome to the bigs. Where an AL pitcher faces an NL team and finds out.
Just faces a good team.
Carl Kaufman. You familiar with Carl Kaufman?
No.
Yeah, you shouldn't be. He goes against Marty Perez, though, who his last two haven't been great, so I'm staying away.
What I did with this one, I put the Astros and the Rangers into a money line parlay at even money.
Okay. Greinke goes against Kopech. That's KC in Chicago. I'm good. You lose me?
Frozen. I got nothing.
Okay. Oakland and Houston, you said you got a money line parlay there. I'm good on that one. Anyone else?
Too rich.
Gonsolin goes against Matsy. I will take the Dodgers first 5 money line short.
Way too short. Way Gonsolin's been going.
Okay.
Way too short. Oh, give me the Dodgers anyway.
That's the Dodgers anyway. You can get them.
Fucking
boys.
Back.
Hey, what happened? What happened? The Cardinals plus 1.5. They won 9-8. What did I tell you?
Twins are in LA. Joe Ryan goes against Detmers. I think you can know where I'm going on this one.
Yeah, love the Twins here.
Twins first 5 money line.
Yep.
Bruce,
I'm all set there.
Bruce hates
your disrespect for fucking Joe Ryan.
Bruce fucking hates.
I don't like the Twins. I never liked the Twins.
Bruce has a bit of an agenda against.
Oh Joe yeah, Ryan. You think?
I don't like the Twins. I never liked the Twins. Target Field is a carbon copy of Yankee Stadium.
Boston's in San Diego.
I think they actually built that first.
Paxton goes against Snell. I'm actually going to take the Sox first 5.5.
Oh, the big maple. Here we go. Sox first 5.5.
Okay. And then last game of the night, Sandy Alcantara reigning NL Cy Young goes against Desclafani.
Is Desclafani a former Marlin, or am I just making that up?
I don't know, to be honest, so I'm not going
to
answer
it. Red. Used to be a red.
Gotcha.
But I will take the Giants on the first 5 money line here.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So I am on Reds first 5.5, Dodgers first 5 money line, Twins first 5 money line, Sox first 5.5, Giants first 5 money line.
Rays full game minus 1.5, Nats first 5 money line, Cubs first 5.5, Jays first 5 money line, Guardians first 5.5, Braves first 5 money line, Rangers Astros money line parlay, Dodgers first 5 money line, Twins first 5 money line, Red Sox first 5.5, Giants first 5 money line.
Do you guys see Aaron Judge's new hit celebration where he goes like this? I think it's supposed to be like flying blind. It's his new celly. Anyway.
Like a dynamite dropping, Lonnie.
I'm on the Yankees money line, the Orioles plus 1.5, the Braves minus 150, and the Dodgers any way you can get them.
Does he really do that?
Yeah, he just started.
Are you making that up?
He just started to do a little I'm flying blind.
That's super funny.
Celebration.
I think our connection's good enough to see if we get some footy in.
Ooh, let's see.
Where are we?
Saturday. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
No, fuck. maybe just cut to Tony and just have my audio here.
Well, I'll do that. If we can't hear you, I'll wave you down.
Saturday, I like Wolverhampton, draw no bet. Union Berlin, draw no bet. Frankfurt, draw no bet. Werder Bremen, draw no bet. Villarreal, draw no bet. Bologna, draw no bet. Marseille, draw no bet. MLS, I like Nashville, draw no bet. The Revs, double chance. Toronto FC, double chance. Atlanta, double chance. St. Louis, money line. Portland, money line. Seattle, double chance. And then Sunday, I got Fiorentina, double chance. Lazio, money line. Real Madrid at plus money, money line. Real Betis, double chance. West Ham, draw no bet. And Clermont Foot, double chance.
Okay. Hey, that's good.
Did we make it?
Oh, yeah, we made it. Loud and clear, my friend.
I don't know what's going on here. It's concerning.
We'll figure it out.
Yep.
Let me see if I wonder if our voices are on fucking schedule today.
I doubt it, Tony. I doubt it.
There's no C minuses in the chat, so yeah, I think we're all right.
I haven't seen anything yet.
We'll figure it out.
We will figure it out. I got a deposit match bonus, but I might have my car payment hit, and then I might overdraft my checking account. But I really want to do it, you know? So should I?
Can you wait till Monday?
What is it?
No, deposit match bonuses, you can never wait on those.
I think Mitt's right.
No, you actually can't
wait. There you go. Take your advice from
48
Mitt.
Hours or something after you opt in.
Yeah, there you go. Let it eat, Bruce.
Yeah, let it eat,
Read Bruce. The fine print, Bruce. Come on. Did you opt in?
I'd hate to see fucking Big Blue fucking get towed out of the park.
I get repoed. That would be awesome.
All right. We'll be back Monday. Everyone have a fucking great weekend. Good luck.
God bless.
Have her.